You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about you for a few moments, Jer-Bear. Something you were telling me off the air yesterday, and we figured we should probably let it spill over onto the airwaves. You're thinking about doing something.
Yeah, we can chat about this, because I'm wondering if a lot of guys are kind of going through this same thing. Not the first part. I'm thinking about going and getting some new, like, headshots done, some new promotional photos, because they just need to be updated. Okay. And one of my concerns is old Jer-Bear, since he had kids, has gone a little gray on the sides, a little salt and peppery, and I was wondering if I should go out, guys, here's where you come in, and get the box of Just for Men and dye my hair and make it all one uniform color so I look very young and vibrant in my new headshots.
Well,
and
at least young.
I don't know. So I don't know if I should do that or not. I'm kind of going back and forth of, you know, should you just stay au naturel, or do you go for it and do it? I think my biggest concern is that I've gone, you know, gray on the sides, and it's been like this for a while now, that people will definitely notice, and I won't hear the end of it. Especially from UDT, I'm sure, you know, oh, Jeremy's out dyeing his hair again, and I'll get endless hell for doing it. I added the dirt. But yeah, I think so. So it's a little, you know, it's a self-conscious thing. I don't know if I want to do that and be made fun of. Would you? I noticed the last time I saw you, you're starting to get a little speckly up in there.
A little? No, yeah. I got tons of gray.
Oh, well, good. We were in a dark room.
I've got a fair share. Yeah.
Have you thought about doing a little brush-in thing? A little shampoo?
I've never considered it. It's just, it's not for me. Yeah. I'm happy just to let it go and be whatever it is. I don't care. Turn your head to the side.
Oh, you see me. You know what I look like.
I know, but turn your head to the side.
It's getting gray here.
My fear is that because you have gone, you say just a little, you're pretty gray on the sides. I'm afraid that it would be a little bit too
shocking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What happened? And
besides, why do you care that you're gray?
I just wanted to. I like the youthful look, I guess. I mean,
shave that stuff off your face, because that's, you put that on your face so that you wouldn't look youthful.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Because I saw some photos the other day. It was from, like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Oh, that was baby face time.
Yeah, and you were super, super, super baby face. And I know that you grew the
little scruff.
The scruff on your face. So that you, is it, I mean, we're just talking here. Is it a way of being taken a little bit more seriously?
Oh, no. I do that through my actions and what I say. But well, Nicole likes it, is the thing. She likes just a little bit of scruff. And, I'm back and forth on it. But every time I say, I'm going to go shave it, she's like, no,
well, because when
like
you
it.
Wear clean shaven, you look really young.
Real young. Yeah.
So I wondered if maybe you grew that. So you were like, hey, I'm not a kid.
And I just still kind of like it. It's kind of, as you would say,
your wife say
your
about
brand.
The gray?
She's fine with the gray, too. She's fine with it.
Well, then why would you want to change it?
I don't know. I just feel like it needs to be toned down a little bit, especially if you're spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on photos. You want to make sure that they could potentially last a while. You know, who knows what I'll use them for. You know, I just want to.
Oh, no.
I
think your photos should represent
down
you.
A little bit.
So just if you're getting new photos taken, this is you. This is me.
That's
I want
my
you
smile.
To say to the
that's
world.
That's where my smile comes into play.
This is me.
Here I am.
I'm partly gray. This is me.
Part of the problem is I'm really long right now. I'm kind of shaggy. And when I do shave the sides and get a decent haircut, it's not as bad. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm toying with it. We'll see.
You know, isn't it true that more and more women who for years had colored their hair, more and more women are saying, I'm not doing that anymore?
I've heard that. I've heard some go in and get it gray. Get it dyed gray.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot more of my friends on social media who are like, screw it, I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good, you do you.
You
whatever.
Go, girl.
Are you asking for phone calls on this?
I don't know. Chat about it if you want. Maybe other guys have done this.
Don't be wishy-washy. Just say it. Say, I want people to call and talk about it.
Call in if you want to give me some moral support. if you want. We were just chatting off the air yesterday. Dom's like, we got to talk about this. So
absolutely,
here we are. Give me your thoughts.
I'm trying. I would urge you to leave it the way it is, but you do whatever you need to do. I will tell you that I was looking at some stats. Before we go to the phone calls, I'll tell you that the stats show that in 1999, so just like 23 years ago, 2% of men between 50 and 64 dyed their hair. By 2010, that had gone up to 7%. And by 2019, it was up to 11%.
Okay.
So in roughly 20 years, we went from 2% to 11%. Now, that's men 50 to 64. They say men in their 40s, they think it might be a little bit more, actually.
Okay.
Because that's when they're starting to freak out about it.
A little bit, right?
Right. And so they do. But then by the time they get 50, they're like, whatever.
Multiple people writing in on Facebook just saying salt and pepper is the way. Don't change. Leave it. The best one was from Michael. He says, Jeremy, if you care about your listeners' well-being, you'll go and color your hair for the sake of giving us something to laugh at.
To the phones we go.
Thanks, jerk.
Here comes Alexis. Alexis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Is he coloring his hair or is he not?
No.
No? You don't want me to?
No, no.
I mean, if men want to color their hair, that's great. But, yeah, salt and pepper is for sure.
You like
sure
it?
Yeah, it's a good look.
That's the thing right now, huh?
What if it gets to be more salt and pepper?
I don't know. I don't have an issue with it.
You're into it.
I remember when I was in undergrad, I had a professor who was like all white. He was like younger, you know, in his 40s. He was all white, and I was like, oh my goodness. So,
so this works for you, huh? This works for you.
Yeah.
She went back and audited the class again the next semester just to,
that's
to be in there.
That's pretty darn funny.
We'll never forget that professor.
You're funny.
Terrific, Alexis.
Just this call makes me want to leave it the way it is now.
Yeah, let her go. Look at the way she's reacting.
I know. So, I got kind of sweaty.
You're delightful. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Stephanie just texted me, and she says, as your designated lifelong hairstylist, she's my stylist, she says, do a camp color. Have you ever heard of a camp color? She says it blends the gray. You can still leave or darken it the way it is.
She says
it's like camouflage.
Listen, already she's excluded
camp
because
color.
She's charging you for that. That's in her best interest as the hairstylist to sell you this. I mean, you ask any one of our stylists right now who are listening, they'll tell you the money is not in haircuts. The money, my friend, is in cut and color.
Can you
cut and color is what buys the Mercedes for a
That's
stylist.
That's right. Can you see
cut
me sitting
color.
There, too, with the little foil things on my hair or whatever they do? I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't that adorable?
I don't know if I could do that.
Before we go to Paul's call, I will tell you that they're in the same story I was reading. They're talking about women coloring their hair. And this is from a woman saying this, so don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
But a woman who was doing the research said, quote, women spend more time dyeing their hair than they do having sex. And if you think about it,
she's
they're
probably right.
in the chair for like sometimes as much as 2 hours, sometimes a little more.
Yeah.
And they might do that every 6 to 8 weeks.
That's an interesting stat.
Might be about accurate, especially in Jeremy's house.
Right.
Here's Paul on the phone. Hello, Paul.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Hey, dude. Should I dye my
hair?
What
do you say?
Oh, you know, I think you should just leave it be. A little salt and pepper's not bad.
Is that what you're rocking?
I'm getting to that point. My mother's family has what we call the Thomas patch. So, like, right on the kind of above my forehead, I got a little gray patch going that's been going for a while, and I'm 37-ish now.
Yeah.
37-ish?
Almost 38.
Getting there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
The consensus seems to be that he should just leave it the way it is. But my prediction is that he's going to color it all day long.
I think the question comes with, like, if you're losing hair.
Oh, that's happening too. Let's not get into that.
Like the other things. That's where I kind of get a little iffy. Then I might have something done. A little gray, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, now that's a great question. Jeremy, would you do any of like things like the plugs or anything like that?
I don't know. I've never really even thought about it. I don't know.
Now you are.
Now I kind of am. How good is that? Does it really like make it grow back?
We used to work with a guy. Paul, by the way, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you for sharing. We worked with a guy years ago on the show who went and had that done. He had the, I guess the plugs for the hair.
Do they still call it plugs or is it reseeding?
I can't remember whether it was, that's just what he kept calling it.
Sowing the field?
Something like that. And he ended up not being real happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it doesn't work for some people.
I'd have to do more research on that, but
yeah, and he said his wife didn't care for it either. So,
Well, I don't know. Thank you everybody for reaching out, and we'll see what happens.
You know, another thing, and I have asked you about this in the past. You know, a lot of people are turned on by the shaved head. So, would you
Might come to a point where that happens, yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about balding nor gray.
I did that a few years ago when I shaved my head for St. Baldrick's, and I had a decent dome.
Why don't you just do that? I mean, it'll make you tough looking.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's important to you. I mean, really. So if you want to really look tough, shave your head. Leave your scruff on your face.
What gives you the impression I like to look tough?
How long have I worked with you?
If you roll through every one of my pictures on my Facebook, I have a gleaming smile on my face.
I'm not talking
about doing something goofy.
I'm not talking about your goofy social media platform. I know you like to look like a tough guy. With the Carhartt, your boots, and your scruff on your face.
That's what you wear when you go outside and
go
camping.
Look, you don't have to be defensive about it. Just say, yeah, I like to look tough. It's who you are.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, though.
No?
No.
Do you like to look sensitive?
I just like to look friendly.
No. Fair enough.
I really am looking at every photo, and I have a big smile
on
my face.
I'm not talking about your social media platform.
Well,
I'm just saying,
me.
When you walk through the halls, you like to come across as a tough dude. That's why you drive America's pickup.
No, I just like to
haul flagstone
and mulch.
And the boots and the big belt buckle.
I like to do yard work.
That's what I'm saying.
Getting mulch makes me tough?
You like to come across as a tough guy. There's nothing wrong with that. Why are you so upset?
I'm not. It's just funny to me. I didn't realize that was your impression.
Yeah.
Because
you like to look tough.
Because
like
I like to do landscaping.
Like, why don't you trade in your F-150 and get a Prius?
No, I have a camper I got to tow.
Okay,
I like to go camping.
It always comes back to that. I've got a camper that I tow once a year.
And I like to get mulch and flagstone.
Once a year.
You make it sound like I'm carrying a chain and knives around the halls of the radio station.
I think we're a step away from you attaching your wallet with a chain.
Oh, God. God help. Somebody shove me down if I do that.